Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this universal memorial of Mary, Mother of the Church, and for us, Franciscans of the Immaculate, it is a feast day, and this was established by Pope Francis, and it makes a lot of sense that it be the day after Pentecost, the day on which the Church was made manifest to the world, and that was through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, at that cenacle on Pentecost. And so with regard to the Christian faith, regarding Our Lady as Mother of the Church, we can certainly turn to the Catechism, paragraphs 963 through 970, and also the Second Vatican Council document Lumen Gentium, paragraphs 61 and 62. And I'm going to read from paragraph 61 and 62 because it just so beautifully expresses what we celebrate today. In this singular way, she cooperated by her obedience, faith, hope, and burning charity in the work of the Savior in giving back supernatural life to souls. Wherefore, she is our mother in the order of grace. So we see that giving back supernatural life to souls, that is like a spiritual birth taking place, right? This is what our Lord is talking about when he says, unless you are born again, right? And that born again, our Lord is specifically referring to baptism, but what takes place at baptism? A soul is brought into the state of grace. Supernatural life is restored, or brought, is given to that soul. And so that's what the Second Vatican Council is teaching here, that Our Lady cooperated in a singular way in bringing supernatural life to souls. And so in our work of evangelization, we can certainly ask people, have you been born again through the singular cooperation of Mary in the work of redemption? Wherefore, she is our mother in the order of grace. Do you accept Mary as your personal mother in the order of grace? Paragraph 62 says, this maternity of Mary in the order of grace began with the consent which she gave in faith at the Annunciation, and which she sustained without wavering beneath the cross, and lasts until the eternal fulfillment of all the elect. So it didn't begin at the foot of the cross. It actually began at the Annunciation, when she gave her yes and became the mother of the head of the mystical body of the Church. Taken up to heaven, she did not lay aside this salvific duty, but by her constant intercession continued to bring us the gifts of eternal salvation. By her maternal charity, she cares for the brethren of her Son, who still journey on earth surrounded by dangers and difficulties, until they are led into the happiness of their true home. And so, as we journey through this world, amidst its dangers and difficulties, we have a spiritual mother. And this makes a lot of sense, right? In God's design, we have God for our Father. We have Mary for our mother. And these last words also remind me of what Our Lady said at Fatima, that her Immaculate Heart would be our refuge and the way that would lead us to God. This is when she noticed that Lucia was suffering, right? Are you suffering a great deal? She said, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. Refuge in the midst of life's dangers and difficulties until they are led into the happiness of their true home. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.